Okay, so at the end of the last lecture, I introduced this idea of atomic form factors and structure factor. And I went through it a little bit quickly, so I'm going to try to do it again. In X-ray diffraction, there are X-rays that are moving through the crystal, so they're plane waves. They have a constant value of the electric field in a plane as they're moving forward. And they see the... My equation has disappeared. I don't know how I did that. So the disappeared equation is for the electron density. And the electron density, we can write as a Fourier series. So the electron density, I write it as a Fourier series. There are some structure factors. I sum over all the G vectors of the reciprocal lattice vector, e to the I G dot R. This is what it looks like when I write it as a Fourier series. And what it looks like in reality is that there are atoms and most of the electrons are concentrated around the nuclei. So around every nucleus, there is approximately Gaussian-shaped electron density. So you have to imagine this in three dimensions. So it's spherically shaped, but if this is the distance from the center of the atom, you've got something that looks like Gaussian. And the integral over the electron density gives the number of electrons in that atom. So atoms with lots of electrons have a large electron density, and atoms with few have a small electron density. And it's pretty sharply peaked around the nuclei. So I have a periodic function that looks like that, and this is the electron density, and this is going to be equal to the sum over the atoms in the unit cell times the electron density of an atom placed at R minus Rj, and this Rj is saying where the atom is in the basis. So I'm summing over the... Oh, I need one more. Plus translation vector. So I have to take the basis, and then I need another sum, which sums over all translation vectors, like that. So this is the electron density of an atom, and I put it at a certain site. The translation vector tells me which unit cell I put it in, and this vector tells me where in the basis this particular atom goes. And this electron density looks like pretty much like a Gaussian like that. And I want to figure out what the Fourier series is. I want to find out what these structure factors is. What these structure factors are, these coefficients. So I multiply from the left by e to the minus I g dot r. And on the left-hand side, then I get e to the I g r, e to the minus I g dot r. And for the case where g equals g prime, then that gives me just one on the left-hand side. And I integrate over the unit volume on both sides, on the unit cell, on both sides, and gr. And when I do the integration, I get a factor of volume times this structure factor on the left. And on the right, I get the integral. And since I'm integrating only over one unit cell, I decide to choose the translation vector equals zero. I only need to integrate over one unit cell, so it doesn't matter. It makes it easier if I just leave the translation vector out of it. So now what I have to do is integrate over the electron density of all the atoms in one primitive unit cell. And